tonight is the biggie. So, Brian, if you want to go ahead and light her up, we'll talk about what's going to be happening. Well, we won't be able to do 10,000 megahertz tonight. At least I don't think we'll have success. But that's how we do it out here on the West Coast. And we had many of you ask the questions, who makes the modules and what is a module for a 10 gigahertz transverter? Well, there's the transmit module that up converts, the receive module that down converts, and all of this is available from several manufacturers, Down East, Microwave, SSB, or SSB Electronic, Kuhn, DB6NT. Simply go to the Microwave pages in QST, and you'll see these names prominent. And little devices like this, like putting the kit together, get you on the air. And there's a new DB6NT transverter for 10 gigs. So you're not having to work down at board level, but you do have to do some assembly required. Well, no assembly for tonight. Tonight is the Perseids meteor shower. It's going to start for you on the East Coast right after this podcast, and will go all night long. Here on the West Coast, it'll get started at about midnight, and we're looking at the remains of the Swift-Tuttle comet, and what we're looking for are meteors coming in. Now, these meteors are coming in at 130,000 miles per hour. We should see 100 per hour. So you on the East Coast, let us know, because you'll see them first. We won't really see them come up here on the West Coast, where we've got nice clear weather, until about midnight. Now, what you'll see will be meteors that will be as bright as Venus. And you know, Perseids is the son of the god Zeus. So look to the northeast, and you're going to see Perseids fireballs. And what these fireballs do is they actually cause a trail of ionization that reflects radio signals. So if you're on some of the bands like 2 meters or the lower frequencies, 6 meters and 10 meters, here's a little bit of what you'll hear before we get a long burn. Listen to the background noise and then listen for a voice that comes out of nowhere. Nothing. There was one. There was another one. Here, just little syllables. Yeah. So once you begin picking up little syllables from a lot further than normal, you're going to find out that band conditions are hopping with meteor scatter. The Perseids is the biggie. And all the other meteor showers, the Geminides and Orionids and all of the others, are minor compared to tonight. And tonight and tomorrow morning are the main mornings. Now, if you have just an FM radio, but that is 2 meter FM, and you're tied into an outside antenna, go to this frequency. There's more repeaters throughout the United States on 146.94 than anywhere else. And here's what you might hear. Hear that little burst of voice? Listen again. Keep listening. Whoop, there it is. And what these are little bits of voices that come out of nowhere, and that is from a meteor burn. And it could be up to 500 to 1,000 miles away. Tonight, 146.94 FM. Now, these meteor trails on the lower band, such as 6 meters and 10 meters, will give you some amazing contacts. And if you listen to this contact...
QRZ, DB6 Nancy, Ocean America, QRZ. KJ7F, WB6NOA5454, Delta Mike 13, over.
Roger, 5 and 9, Delta Mike,
October 7,
November 13.
Whoa!
Okay, where are you located?
Boise, Idaho.
Wow, you're pounding in 5 and 9. Good.
That's
luck.
About 1,000 miles away, and that was on a meteor burn. So meteors can really do some excitement besides just lighting up the sky. They can light up the airways if you know where to tune. Now, on 2 meters, you've got to be on single sideband to really get a good contact. 144-200 is the upper sideband portion of the 2 meter band. Don't go there with FM. Go only upper sideband. And listen carefully. And the deal is you call CQ Meteors WB6NOA over. And that's all you say. You don't go on and on and on because the conversations are quick. I mean, there'll be noise, and out of the noise comes an actual contact. Now, as we go lower in frequency, the 2 meter band, your contact off of this meteor may only last for maybe 2 seconds or 3 seconds, so you have to work at it. But as you get down to 6 meters, and technician class operators, yep, you've also got 6 meters capability, the conversations will be on a little bit longer from the meteor trail. Take a listen. Here, two folks kibitzing back and forth. Wow, that's pretty neat. So some interesting things happen as we go lower and lower in frequency. But I'll tell you, the real frequency that a lot of folks with high frequency like to tune into, and that is the 10-meter band. And on 10 meters, 28.400, that's where you're going to hear excitement.
So I hope to see everybody tonight, Wednesday night, on 28.400 or 50.125, WB6NOA, K7JA, signing off.
Well, thanks, Chip, and he'll be there as I will monitoring. Now, this modest setup here feeds out to an antenna-restricted area. Sorry, you can't have an antenna on the roof. Hey, no problem. Can you see the antenna? Yep, it's an outbacker, and it's held on to the wrought iron railing. And if you were to look at it from the balcony, there it is. And that antenna was picking up meteor. So as Chip was saying, 28,400 for most of us is the place to be tonight. And you're going to begin to hear meteors coming all over the place. Now, one other thing, if you live close to an airport, tune in the 75 megahertz. That's part of their instrument landing system. This signal is shot straight up and many times will bounce off a meteor, and you'll be able to hear that signal hundreds of miles away from the airport in between nothing but what it sounds like static. So, Brian, back to me and back to those of you with capabilities tonight of both watching the meteors as well as taking part in the biggest meteor scatter shower of them all, Perseids, tonight, beginning at dark. I'll hear you on the meteors tonight. Back to you, Don.